Well, hello and welcome. It is good to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that you're growing in your relationship and your walk with the Lord. I hope that you're having a great day with Him. And as we come together, I always look forward to these times, as I hope that you do. And I hope that they help you grow in your walk, your relationship with the Lord. The Lord's given us a beautiful day today. It's wonderful to be able to be out here and to meet with Him and to meet together with you as we meet with Him. Certainly, we're keeping our eye on the Gulf of Mexico with Hurricane Ian and its forecast, its track, and want to be in prayer for anyone who's in its path. But for this day, God has given to us a beautiful, wonderful time to meet with Him. That's our whole purpose for being here. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day, Lord, that You have given to us. Father, the opportunity, Lord, to know You. Father, thank You for creating us. Father, thank You for creating us for a relationship with You. Thank You, Father, that through Your Son, You have made that relationship possible, even though we strayed and wandered away from You. Thank You for the salvation, Lord, the reconciliation, the adoption as Your children. Father, we're thankful, O Lord, for Your Spirit that You have sent and give, Lord, to us. Father, so that we can, in fact, hear from You, know You. Lord, have spiritual life. Father, as we open Your Word now, give us understanding. Help us to hear from You. Help us to grow in You. Help us to know You better, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as you go through this day, at whatever point in time you're watching this video, whether you're actually watching it in the morning or late in the evening or sometime during the day, but as you've gone through however much of this day you've had so far, have you taken time to praise the Lord for what He has done? Have you stopped and thought about His blessings and His provisions? Have you stopped and thought about the way He's intervened and worked and moved in your life? Have you honestly given yourself to praising the Lord in your prayer time, just as you went through the day and you observed Him doing certain things? Have you praised Him? Now I realize, as we stop and we think about that, all of us would probably say, well, I know I need to, I should, I ought to, God certainly deserves it. And yet what we often fail to realize is, while all of that is true, we need to understand that praising has a direct bearing on the quality, if you will, of our spiritual experience now and going forward. In fact, as few things impact us more going forward in our Christian walk than praising the Lord for what He's already done up to this point. And we see this driven home for us as we open God's Word to Psalm 106. And you think about how this psalm begins. It begins with a call to praise in verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord or show forth all of His praise? And so we see this psalm begins with this wonderful call to praise the Lord. But then the psalm, in fact, is the balance of the psalm, then goes on to point out what happens if we don't praise the Lord. Now, quite honestly, Psalm 106 is a long, especially for a psalm, it's 48 verses long. So all we'll be able to do is to kind of get a flavor, if you will, of the psalm. And yet, even by just looking at the mere forest instead of the individual trees, we see why praise is so important and why it is so dangerous to fail to praise the Lord. And so look with me, we'll look at several of these, and we'll look at them quickly, but in depth enough to speak to us. As we look at the psalm, we find out that, first of all, failure to praise God leads to incomprehension. And by that I mean that we will fail to be able to understand, to comprehend what God has done, the significance of it. We may see it, but it just simply won't register. It won't click with us. You think about how we see this as we go to verses 6 and 7. We have sinned like our fathers. We've committed iniquity. We've behaved wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand Your wonders. They did not remember Your abundant kindnesses, but rebelled by the sea, at the Red Sea. Do you see what took place? They did not, first part of verse 7, they did not understand Your wonders. You think about that. You think about that generation that was in bondage in Egypt when the Lord sent Moses back to deliver his people. You think about the plagues. You think about the death angel. You think of them, of Pharaoh being destroyed in the Red Sea when he tried to pursue Israel after God had parted the waters. They saw all of that, but it didn't click as to who God is, of his power, of his sovereign will, of his love and concern and care for them, and how they could in fact trust and entrust themselves to him. They didn't get it. Saw so much. Can you just imagine what they saw? But it didn't register. If we fail to stop and to praise God, it will not register with us what God has done and who he is and what it tells us about him. This is why it's so important for us to, in fact, praise the Lord. It's why it's so important for us to take time to stop through, at different points during the day, but certainly at least daily, and to look and see how God has worked and moved, and to thank him for it and to praise him for it. You know, there's a member of our church who frequently during our praise time will say that she praises God for the little things. And what she's saying is the fact that God is always at work. And she's looking for that. And how we need to look for God's working and to praise him for it, or we won't comprehend not only what he has done in that situation, but his faithfulness and his trustworthiness moving forward. And so the failure to praise God, it results in incomprehension. But number two, failure to praise God leads to discontentment. You recall as they traveled through the wilderness how God provided manna for Israel. And you've seen the Old Testament descriptions of how it tasted like wafers with honey, how it was always there every morning, didn't have to stand in the slow line at the grocery store for it. It was always there on the what we would call Friday, the sixth day. There would in fact be a double supply, so they wouldn't have to gather any on the seventh day, so that they could in fact rest on that day. Just a wonderful provision from God. And yet you think about what it tells us there. You think about the fact of how it tells us. Actually, it was on Friday you had the double mount. What we'd call Saturday would be the Sabbath day. But you think about that. That wonderful provision from God. And yet, what do we see in verses 13 and 14? They quickly forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but craved intensely in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. They got tired of it. And you can read in the wilderness wanderings. They murmured about it. They griped and grumbled about it. And we read over that and we kind of laugh. We kind of snicker. Well, that's human nature. That's just the way people are. Blah, blah, so on and so forth. But what we need to understand is the Bible has another description for it. The Bible describes that as being carnal. And yes, we see a lot of it certainly in our society. Unfortunately, even in the professing church. Many times even in our own life. And we need to understand the seriousness of it. Because it will in fact cause God to in fact intervene. Look what we see in verse 15. So he gave them their request, but sent a wasting disease among them. God severely chastened, disciplined them. God struck them. If we fail to praise God, it leads to a spirit and an attitude of discontentment. And if we allow that to grow and fester, it'll come to the point where God, in fact, has to do something about it. It brings God's discipline. The failure to praise God, it's a serious problem. Look what else we see. Failure to praise God leads to disbelief. Because we don't take time to praise God for what he has done, we won't be able to trust him for the next situation and for the next need. You think about what we read, and we'll go ahead and drop down to verse 24, that we're going to be going back and forth through this psalm. Look at verse 24. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe in his word because they had failed to praise God for what he had done. Again, as we saw earlier, they didn't register with them what God had done and who he was. So therefore, they were not in a position where they could trust him when the new need developed. And the consequences of that we see in verse 26. Therefore he swore to them that he would cast them down in the wilderness. They would not enter the promised land. We all know what happened when they came to Kadesh Barnea because of their lack of faith. They did not enter in the promised land. And yet here we find out that what actually even led to that failure to believe was the failure to praise, which crippled their ability to trust God going forward. The failure to praise God, it leads us to disbelief. If we don't stop and look at what God has done and is doing, the work that He's done, even as that church member says in the small things, we will rob ourselves of growing to the point that we can trust God in the present circumstance and the future circumstances. The failure to praise God, it leads to disbelief. But notice as well, you think about what else we've seen. There's several of them in this passage, and again, we're moving quickly, but I want to cover these. Failure to praise God, it leads to pride. Rather than being grateful for what God has done, our hearts become cauldrons of self-exaltation. And the end result of that, not only is it a lie, but it makes us miserable. And frankly, it makes everyone else miserable as well. You see this certainly with the Israelites, verse 16. When they became envious of Moses in the camp and of Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord. And of course, again, we know they rebelled against Moses. And that caused him to, well, I won't say it caused him. It provided a temptation where he too sinned against the Lord. And that's what kept him from going to the promised land. We see this in verses 32 through 33. They also provoked him to wrath at the waters of Meribah. So went hard with Moses on their account because of their rebellious. Because they were rebellious against the Spirit, he spoke rashly with his lips. The end result? God judged them for it. Verses 17 and 18. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and engulfed the company of Abiram. And a fire blazed up in their company. The flame consumed the wicked. Different times through the wilderness wanderings, God would strike those who in their pride that was brought about by their lack of praise, God would deal with them. Moses responded out of pride once, striking the rock twice, striking the rock again when he was only supposed to speak to it. And we look at what happened. It led to pride, which in fact led to God's discipline. It's amazing. By failing to praise the Lord, we're putting wheels into motion that take us to destinations that we don't want to go in. And making the concerted effort and the focused effort to truly praise the Lord acts as a safeguard in our life. It prevents us from going into the pride that brings us to judgment. But look what else we see. Failure to praise God leads to idolatry. We'll actually go to the point that we'll begin worshiping and serving other gods. We see this with the Israelites. Look at verse 19. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped a molten image. Look at verse 28. They joined themselves also to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. Look at verses 35 and 36. But they mingled with the nations and learned their practices and served their idols, which became a snare to them. And the reality was, behind those idols was in fact demons. It was in fact demons. Think what we see in verse 37. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. It's true, in and of an idol itself, there's nothing there. But behind it is in fact Satan and his hordes of demons. But the failure to praise God actually led them to idolatry. They began seeking out and serving and worshiping the false gods of the nations around them, the gods that God was in fact defeating before them. When we fail to praise God, we lose sight of the wonderful God we have, and we begin to worship and serve false gods. But then notice as well, the failure to praise God leads to ruin. You know, all of the above can only lead to destruction. It certainly did for Israel. You think about what we read in verse 42. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were subdued under their power. Actually, ultimately led to them being captured. You look at verse 46. He also made them objects of compassion in the presence of all their captors. They were ruined because they did not praise God. No wonder We read in verse 48, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen, praise the Lord." No wonder we're called to praise the Lord. It is a key ingredient to fully experiencing His wonder, His power, and His glory. How we need to praise Him. And as we come to a conclusion of this psalm and our time together, let's praise our Lord for who He is and for what He's done, and allow Him through that to reveal Himself to us in an even greater way, so that we can trust Him, know Him, and experience Him more. Father, as we come before You, Lord, You are the true and sovereign, living, great, wonderful God. And Father, already today, Lord, You have worked, You have moved, You have provided. Father, You have intervened. Father, forgive us for the times when we have not praised You. And Lord, we come before You, praising You for who You are and for what You've done. And Lord, as we leave here today, Lord, may we leave in a spirit of praise. And as we go through the balance of this day, may we praise You. Father, watch over us and guide us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, however much longer of this day you have, depending on when you watch it, I hope that you have a great day with the Lord, but I hope as well as you walk with Him that you'll sincerely praise Him so that you can see even more of His glory and His majesty and His wonder and His eternal love for you.